Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about transitions during early childhood experiences. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Melissa Tennant, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor of Child Development. Melissa, transitions during early childhood experiences, we're talking about all ages. What's it like with these transitions?
Well, I try to explain to adults that it's kind of like when you've taken your first airplane flight and you're excited, but you're scary. So it's the unknown. For a young child, it's all about going to school. It's meeting that teacher for the first time. It's seeing that new classroom. It's the new smells that you're smelling. It's all of the new that you know nothing about. Real important with young children, especially children with disabilities, is that we have those connections between the school system and that those transitions run smoothly so that that child's experiences in early childhood will continue to go along.
Now, we as adults, what can we do to help people accept change?
Helping them to find the familiar, helping them to visit those places before. For parents, it's a transition for them too, meeting new people, finding out where they're going to take their children. And so going to doing those visits, going and meeting the people that you're going to be with, finding out your area, where you're going to put your belongings. And it's just important for the parents of that child too, is to be able to see those.
There's a lot of people who are affected by transition that we might not expect. So talk about who is affected.
Number one, of course, are our children. Number two are the parents or the families, because we have siblings come in. They want to know about the new environment. We have the staff members. All of their children have moved, and so now they have a new group. The community, because transitioning from even from a preschool program, child development program, child care system to a kindergarten, those are transitions.
And a lot of their friends change too.
Exactly. Families move from community to community, finding new people. What we're wanting is the children to be very much at ease. We're wanting them to be at peace with those new changes.
So to prepare them, we can just let them know that these are going to happen and prepare them ahead of time.
Exactly. And seeing it and really going and visiting that new school, letting the child take a few times. It doesn't have to be just one time. They can take a toy with them or a blanket or a lovey that they need to have for security.
Now, what can parents do?
Number one, getting their clothes ready, getting the excitement of laying it out. Number two, I write a letter to my teachers and let them know about my child. They're going to get all these new children. So talk about what can calm them down. What do they like to do? Give some things to talk about in the classroom, especially when they're babies. You're going to talk about when they eat, when they sleep. Parents are the first teachers. And so those first teachers need to share that information and open communication. That is the key to everything that we look at, is open communication between the parents and the teachers.
Now, what about maybe discipline or behavior issues? Maybe the parent can talk to the teacher about what works best for the kid?
Sure. It could be a quiet spot in the classroom. It could be writing a book. You think about when you're with however many children all day long, you need some private time.
Now, what if a parent suggests something to a teacher that might not be best for the child? Like, what if it's something that really is not good for the kid?
We are real clear on, you know, that we're going to go by best practices. If a parent suggests something that's not appropriate that we would do at school, we would have that conversation with them and talk about that. I understand that's what you're using at home, but we would come up with other techniques to help guide that child.
Right, because you never know. I mean, some parents might actually be doing something not good for the child and isn't working.
Exactly. We do that partnership, and it's sharing of information. You know, of course, through Extension, we have wonderful publications that can help parents, and it goes through all those ages and stages and kind of gives techniques. Parents need to know what is normal. A lot of times, they may not know what is normal for this age. Even if they have multiple children, they've never experienced this before. So we kind of help them guide through and talk about what is normal for a child and then what are some techniques that we can use in all of these. For a child, they have to eat well, they have to sleep well, then you've got them active at school. So you've got all of those pieces together.
Right, and there are some things that we as parents think work but really don't work or might not work.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Melissa Tennant, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor of Child Development. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.